a lot of you are feeling confused about your tech career right now, and you're feeling indecisive. You don't know how to move forward, and you're stuck in analysis paralysis. On today's episode, I want to give you the true remedy for this confusion and this indecisiveness. So if that's you, or if it's ever been you, so that you can prevent it in the future, pay really close attention. Stay tuned. Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the PeopleStack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. I'm so confused. I can't make a decision. Help me make a decision. This is probably one of the most common questions that we get from clients. Whether they're asking that directly or not, it's really because they know, you know, that the best thing to do is to make a decision and then take action, because that's the truth, right? Some action is better than no action at all, and yet we often keep ourselves from that. So today, I really want to get to the heart of this problem of feeling confused about your career, feeling indecisive about your career, about your work, and really about anything in life. You know, this is a career-based podcast first and foremost, but I know that many of you see how you can apply the principles and the strategies that I share here to the rest of your life as well. And if you're a client that's listening, I know you know that you felt the benefits of working with us in your career, but also in the rest of your life, in your day-to-day, right? In your relationships, in the money that you're making, which is career-related, but it's also life-related as well, in the amount of time that you have for yourself, in your decisions about hobbies and your decisions about where to live and your decisions about what vacations to take. We're all faced with many decisions in our lives, and decision fatigue is very real. Getting caught in analysis paralysis is very real. And I wanted to take a moment to describe this because I want you to know that I can describe this not just because I've been there, done that, right? Been there, done that in my career, in my work, and in so many other areas of my life. And it's so common. It's so common. I want you to know that it's common, and it can feel like a sigh of relief for your nervous system. It feels validating to know, okay, this isn't just me. I'm not broken. Other people experience this too, and they experience it a lot. So here's what I'm talking about, and I want you to notice, is any of this, simply notice from a place of non-judgment, from a place of self-love, if any of this feels true to you. So I'm so confused. I don't know what to do in my career. It just feels so overwhelming. There's so much bad stuff going on in my career and at work that I don't even know where to begin. I want to fix it, but I don't know how, and I can try, but I'm not even really sure. I can't decide where to start. Do I stay or do I go? Maybe I should stay at my current job because it seems good. You know, I mostly get along okay with everyone, but my boss is terrible. Or, you know, I love the nature of the work, but gosh, it feels like it might be a slightly toxic culture, but I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Do I stay or do I go? I'm really confused. Is it just me? And maybe it is just me, and maybe it's not. But really, I do want to make a decision. Do I stay or do I go? Do I go on the job market? Or do I stay here and maybe stick it out a little bit longer? Do I ask for that raise? I'm really confused about that one, because some of my friends tell me that I'm making good money. My friends in tech even tell me I'm making good money, and just sit tight, put your head down, you know, don't be a money grubbing, you know what, like, you're doing good. There's no reason why you need to ask for a raise. But you know what? There's part of me that feels like I actually deserve a raise because I haven't gotten one in a while. And, you know, I don't want to play the comparison game, and I actually do feel like I deserve more, but, like, I can't seem to make a decision around what I'm worth. And even beyond that, I mean, that just feels, oh my God, just so clunky and so overwhelming and so unclear. I'm so confused about what am I worth, right? I try to look on all the sites online, like, what should I be getting paid? It's so confusing. Oh, it's such a rabbit hole. I can't decide. Do I ask for that job? Do I ask for that raise or not? How do I find a new job? I think I'm pretty sure I want to go on the job market. It's a toxic culture. I hate my boss. And, you know, I see the writing on the wall. And you know what? I'm already starting to see the changes and the culture shifts that are happening. And I don't like them one bit. This is no longer a fit for me. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that I need to go on the job market and find a new job. But how do I do that? How? I'm really confused about that, because there's just so many different sources from different places telling me that, you know, I should be applying to like 100 different jobs, and then other people are telling me, no, you only need one job, so maybe I should only apply to a few different jobs. And this whole networking thing, I know I need to network, but what does that even mean anyway? I can't make a decision, I'm procrastinating. I know I need to network, but like, what action does that be? What is that? Like, what do I put in my calendar? What do I put in my next actions list? Network? And I'm just staring at it and I'm so confused. What does that even mean? How do I be on the job market, and how do I win on the job market? I just don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. How do I negotiate for this? Yeah, like I'm on the job market, and I've actually been offered a pretty good offer. It feels good. I think this would be a good jump for me, a good move for me. And they've made me this offer, but gosh, I don't know. People tell me I should negotiate, but okay, do I or do I not? Maybe I should just take it. I don't want to like piss anybody off or do it wrong or start off on the wrong foot. And like make it seem like I'm ungrateful, because I'm really grateful for the offer, but man, I think it's a little low, but I'm just not sure. And even if I did negotiate, like what would that look like? How do I even do that? I mean, I've seen people do it in an asshole-ish way and it completely backfires. And I know, I'm pretty sure in my heart of hearts, I'm not an asshole, but gosh, what if I come off like one? I'm just not sure. I don't know what to do. I have this offer and they want to hear back by tomorrow. What do I say? I mean, part of me just wants to say yes because that feels easy, but that doesn't feel right, man. I'm so confused about negotiating. Do I fire this team member? There's this team member, and gosh, and it's keeping me up at night, man. Like, I think everything would be great if we can just smooth things out with this one team member. This particular team member, they're underperforming. They're complaining all the time. They're really bringing it down for everyone. And I've talked to them a number of times about it, and they promised that they would get better, but they're not. And, you know, do I put them on a PIP? Do I put them on a performance improvement plan? I'm actually really confused about that, because some team members are saying, yeah, absolutely, I agree with you. But other team members are saying, ah, you know, that's just them. That's just how they act. And I just don't know what to do. And actually, senior leadership is telling me different things, and they're telling me it's my decision because they're my team member, and I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. And even if I were to go and decide to put this person on a PIP and, you know, move forward with it. What does that even look like? Does that mean I have to talk to somebody at HR? Oh man, I'm not really friends with the people at HR and I don't really speak their language. And sometimes I feel like they don't really get us. So it's like, oh man, I can't make a decision about what to do with this particular team member. And the easy thing to do is to just let it go. But that doesn't seem right, does it? Do I stay or do I go? Do I ask for a raise? How do I find a new job? How do I negotiate? Do I fire this team member? I'm so confused. I can't make a decision. Just notice now. And certainly there's other examples. These are the examples that were top of mind, top of heart for me, and some of the main big picture things that we talk to clients about. Just notice from a place of non-judgment if any of that resonated. Whether it's the thoughts of it, the story of it, the inner dialogue of it, even it might simply be the feeling of it. The details may be different for you. Actually, the details are probably very different for you. But that feeling of confusion, chaos, that feeling of I can't make a decision, what do I do? And I want you to simply notice that that's common, you're human, and I want you to notice that it's happening. Because that's the only way that we can truly move on from it. And for some of you, you have to truly notice how it feels. That's also, for all of you, I want you to notice, how does it feel to be constantly thinking, I'm so confused, I can't make a decision? How does it feel to constantly feel, or even just a little bit, feel confusion and indecisiveness? Does that feel good? It's probably the simplest, most powerful question that I've asked in a long time. Does it feel good to focus on the confusion and the indecisiveness? Does it feel good to continually tell yourself the story that I'm so confused and I can't make a decision? Does that feel good? It doesn't. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good at all. It feels off. It feels like you're giving up. It feels like you're settling. And you have to notice that, because otherwise you're just gonna stay there. Nah, you know what? It's fine. Everybody gets confused from time to time. Everybody gets indecisive from time to time. It's fine. It feels fine. What do you mean it doesn't feel good? No, it feels fine. If you keep doing that, certainly your choice, but if you keep doing that, you're gonna stay stuck. And I don't want you to stay stuck, which is why I'm lovingly calling you out on it right now. It doesn't feel good. It feels like crap to be in chaos. And that's what you're doing up here and in here, up in your head and down in your heart, by constantly focusing on how confused you are and how you can't make a decision. And it's important to recognize that in order to fully embrace the true remedy to this, because otherwise you'll think your way out of it and you won't do it. The true remedy to getting out of that confusion and indecisiveness in your career, at work, at any area of your life, the true remedy is, instead of focusing on the confusion and the indecisiveness, focus on the clarity and the decision. That's it. Focus on clarity instead. Focus on decisiveness instead. And you have to do it for real. It can't be like, all right, well, Dr. Jen Bunk wrote me this prescription, so I guess I'll give it a try, but I don't really know if this is going to work. Right? My prescription for you is for clarity Clarity and decisiveness. That's what I want you to focus on. Okay, fine, doc. I'll try it. I'm not sure if it's going to work. I guarantee you it's not going to work. Especially because, look, this is all placebo, my friends. this is all placebo. If you do not believe it, it will not work. This is all about beliefs. This is all about beliefs. So go into this with an empty cup. Go into this with, all right, I'm going to give it a solid try. And then I'm going to listen to the wisdom of Yoda, do or do not. There is no try. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to focus on clarity. I'm going to focus on decisiveness. How do I do that? Oh my God, I don't even know how to do this. It's so confusing. How do I focus on clarity? I'm playing with you, but that may be your first response. Focus on your clarity. Focus on your desire for clarity. Some of you, you don't know. You don't truly know what you want, and that's why you're confused and indecisive. You can't make a decision about whether to stay or go, or whether to ask for a raise, whether to fire that person, or whatever it is. You can't make a decision because you don't know what you really want. And you're continually just banging your head against the wall with confusion and indecisiveness. As the doctor says, hey, stop banging your head against the wall. If it hurts, let's start there. So number one, focus on the clarity or your desire for clarity. What do you want? What do you really want? And focus on the decisiveness. I will make a decision. I'm moving closer to a decision. I don't know what I want right now, and I will figure it out. And really, that's it. From a place of radical self-acceptance, oh my God, I've been playing this confusion and indecisiveness games for weeks, for months, possibly for years. It's time for me to shift it and play the clarity and decisiveness game. Here's what I want. Here's what I deserve. Here's what I desire. Here's the decision I want to make. Often, you can't make a decision because you don't even know what the decision is that you want to make. Oh man, I can't make a decision. It's so hard. Oh, this happens a lot on calls with clients. Oh man, I need to make a decision about this, Jen. Yeah, so that's actually what I want to get out of this coaching for today is I want to make a decision. And, you know, on and on and on and on and on about I feel so bad that I can't make a decision and it's weighing on me and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, okay, cool. Glad you're recognizing how much it's costing you because that's step one. All right, what's the decision you want to make? Wow, that's a really great question. I don't really even know. All right, well, let's get clarity on that first. What's the decision? What's the question that I want to answer? Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't even know what that is. Okay, cool. Great. You just got more clarity, my friend. Yay. What's the question that you want to answer? So focus on the clarity, focus on the decisiveness, focus on the journey toward them. And that's really it. Now, for a lot of you, you want help with this. You've been banging your head against the wall way too much. You're recognizing that you could continue doing this on your own, but you don't want to anymore. You want an expert guide. You want expert guides. And that's what we're here for. So if you've recognized that you need help, you need guidance, you need assistance in determining what it is that you even want in your career, you need help in figuring out a constellation of different problems and challenges that you're presented with in your career and your work, or maybe it's just one. Do I take this job offer? How do I negotiate? People have hired us just, I'm using that in quotes, for that, and it's often way more than that. Whatever it is, if you want help gaining this clarity, gaining your ability to make a decision about work, about your career, or in the rest of your life, then that's what we're here for. We'll guide you to do it. We're going to give you a custom tailored plan. We have our rock solid systems and strategies that work for every single one of our clients. The reason that they work for every single one of our clients is because we've iterated them over the years and because they're malleable. They are custom tailorable to every single one of them. So we'll guide you to do it. We're never going to tell you what to do. It's always your choice. We're going to recommend, we're going to guide, we're going to be a mirror for you, for the things that you can't see, for the clarity that you know is available to you. Actually, often for the clarity that you didn't even know was available to you. If I were to summarize coaching as succinctly yet as accurately as possible, my goal as a coach is to shine a light of possibility for you. My goal is to shine a light on the possibilities that you didn't even realize were there. Possibilities in terms of manifesting more physical things in your life. Yes, money, a new job, a new home. But also possibilities in terms of internal shifts that you can make that there's no way that you would have been able to see yourself, because we're ourselves. And we often can't see what it is that we're in the middle of. And it takes someone, and in this case, an expert, to be able to see where you are and lovingly, but also powerfully, show you what's available. So if that's what you're wanting in your career right now, if you're wanting that kind of help, that kind of support, and really what's more important is that you're wanting, yes, more clarity, yes, more decisiveness. You want to build your dream. That's your why. You know that you are absolutely and totally capable of living your dream, of having your dream career, of having your dream life. There's something that's stuck. You lost your mojo and you wanna get it back. That's who we're for. And if that's you, please book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. That's our calendar page. Pick a time that works for you. Hop on that Zoom call. It's going to be an audio-only Zoom call with one of my team members. And really, the only thing you need to do to prepare is block your calendar and find a private space where you can have an amazing, eye-opening, heart-opening, soul-opening conversation. That's all you need to do to prepare, is block your calendar. This is your time. And during that call, show up coachable. Show up with an empty cup. Show up with a beginner's mindset. And my team will ask you the questions. My team will guide you. You're going to get really clear with their guidance on what's not working in your career right now, what's truly holding you back. And you're also going to get really clear on what you want, because that's really important. You can't get more clarity on anything else. You can't get decisive about anything if you don't know what you truly want. And then we're going to present you with a custom tailored plan. And if you want our help to implement that plan and to accelerate the process of getting where you want to go, so that you don't have to bang your head against the wall anymore, and you can do it in a fun way, an inspiring way, not just with two coaches, Rob and I, but also with a team, a community of other people to help guide you. If you want our help to implement that plan with all of the resources that come with that, then we'll talk about what that would look like. And of course, it's always your decision. And we're not gonna offer it to you unless we're 100% certain that we can help you. Focus on clarity, focus on decisiveness. Stop focusing on the confusion and the indecisiveness, because the confusion and the indecisiveness does not feel good. Your emotions are always your indicators. That's the bigger message here. If it doesn't feel good, acknowledge, see it for what it is, and then move on, shift it. It doesn't feel good to be so confused and so indecisive. And I honor myself for recognizing that for years I've been confused and indecisive, and I fought for my right to be confused and indecisive. And I'm honoring myself right now for recognizing that it doesn't feel good. I want to feel good now. I want to focus on clarity. I want to focus on what I want. I want to focus on what I deserve. I want to focus on who I really am and who I was meant to be, which is a superhero, badass, committed, devoted, decisive, technical leader. A world-class, badass technical leader. That's who I am in my heart of hearts. And I'm going to find that clarity. I'm going to find that decisiveness from that place. Keep on keeping on, my friends. Notice how you feel. Focus on the clarity. Focus on how genuinely decisive you really are. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.